Margaret Bagnardi, a professor of nursing at JMU, is here too. Along with the volunteers, she'll help triage the guests of the Open Doors program who have requested to see the clinician on site this evening.
Nice fast, yeah. But, you got a fever?
Maybe you're just a little warm with the
layers.
Yeah.
So you feeling dizzy?
3 days. This is day three.
Shortly after 7, Mark, the first patient of the evening, walks in and four nursing students jump into action with Margaret shadowing and providing guidance. For Terry Stone, the volunteers are integral to a successful suitcase clinic.
If they are indeed nursing students or nurses, they can go ahead and get their vital signs and find out exactly why they're here before they get sent to the provider. The volunteers also help fill out the eligibility papers for the free clinic. They're still suitcase patients, but they can have services, labs, referrals, that sort of thing through the free clinic.
The idea for the suitcase clinic was first introduced in 2009 by members of the Healthcare for Homeless Coalition and put into action in 2011. Since then, it's grown to offer on-site healthcare at the 5 homeless shelters in Harrisonburg. The clinic and its 5 volunteer clinicians can be found twice a week at the Salvation Army, every other week at First Step and Mercy House, every Wednesday at our community place, and November through April on Wednesday evening for Open Doors. Terry reports that 9 out of every 10 people they treat have absolutely no health insurance. And while some meet the criteria for insurance, they may not have the means or transportation to get where they need to go. The suitcase clinic has the ability to treat patients, write prescriptions, pay for medications, and make referrals. Nurse practitioner Joe Wallace speaks to the importance of the foot clinic that was started by another volunteer clinician, Rochelle Martindale.
A lot of the men and women here are put out at 8 o'clock in the morning, rain or shine, and there's not a lot of places around town for them to go. A lot of them walk. They walk all over the place. So feet are so important. And Rochelle decided to start this clinic to assess feet and bathe feet and trim nails, and it's a beautiful clinic. It's a great thing that she's done.
Joe is the clinician on site for the suitcase clinic held on Wednesday evenings. She said this time of year, they see a lot of people who are suffering from respiratory issues, such as COPD and asthma.
Part of our goal is to keep people who don't need to be in the emergency room for emergency things, but more urgent care kind of things. We're trying to keep them out of the emergency room. But we have several clientele who have chronic obstructive lung disease. And so if they have an exacerbation because of the cold or whatever, then it's hard to get the medications they need. Inhaled corticosteroids are expensive. People with COPD, sometimes it's hard to get medications for them. That's my biggest frustration, is there's just not the funding for that.
While the suitcase clinic provides necessary and often absent health care to men, women, and children, Terry Stone says that's not the main objective.
The main objective is to help individuals obtain safe, affordable, and permanent housing that will offer the greatest benefit for improving their overall health.
Terry notes that by decreasing the financial strain that frequently comes from receiving health care, the hope is that this will free up funds to put towards housing.
We also point them in the right direction, you know, like Section 8 housing. We're always there for them to talk to. Even if I don't have all the answers, we try to find the person that can help them out.
While waiting to be seen by Joe Wallace, Mark talks about what it means to have the suitcase clinic available.
Well, it's the difference between instantly getting an understanding of a problem rather than, you know, going through an appointment process, and that's a blessing.
For WMRA News, I'm Rebecca Greenfield.